How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hey Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Aaron, JPC, hey friends, it's so good to see you. Thanks for coming to my dad's lake house. Tahoe?
JPC?
His dad's lake house.
Adol is using his cult leader voice.
Why don't we hop on a catamaran and talk shop, shall we?
Catamaran?
Catamaran?
Yeah, a catamaran.
What's this guy talking about?
Oh, it's so great. And here's the thing. We're here this weekend to relax. Now, I do want to talk to you about property values because they are soaring. And I have an opportunity to get a few friends involved.
Right, it's a timeshare thing.
Once in a lifetime, huh?
It's a timeshare thing. Adol's using that voice because it's a timeshare thing.
You know about timeshares? You know that.
JPC, run!
Every human can share time, be in 2 years at the same moment.
Yeah,
split yourself,
share.
Essentially.
The doors are locked.
Be in 1852 and 1994 at the same time. Yes, the doors of the catamaran are locked.
I can't get out of this catamaran.
I don't know if she's using the door handle. Right.
I can't get out of this catamaran. There's something there. Anyway, you must invest.
Except we can't get out of this catamaran.
See,
oh, we not singing the catamaran song?
Catamaran.
I thought we were still singing the catamaran song.
Well, I sang three verses and nobody joined me, so I thought we'd given up on the catamaran. But
no,
what we should give up on is timeshares.
Adol, are you in some financial trouble, my friend?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm fucked.
We'll bail you out. We gotcha.
Really?
All I ask in return is that you do one Patreon episode with me.
Oh, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'll just eat the loss.
That's smarter.
Okay.
It's smarter to eat the loss.
Sort of hurtful.
I'll see y'all in the flip vibe.
It's just
Aaron,
50 minutes of your life.
Aaron, this truly sucks, but would you go ahead and just look behind you real quick?
I can see in my rearview mirror that Lou is absolutely tearing apart our bed.
For viewers, you see what's going on. For listeners, Lou is going knuckin' futz on this bed.
It's happened a few times when I've like logged onto a podcast and people are like, ooh, didn't make your bed today. And I go, no, I did. I just have a dog that will dig at the bed to have it suit her fancy.
Throughout that whole bit, your bed started off with a blanket fully on the entire bed. And now that same blanket is one tiny little ball in the middle of the bed with Lou laying on top of it.
Yes.
Kind of. Not even really laying on it. Like laying near it.
Yes. If she gets pretty angry if I don't put her... She has a blanket that she likes to sleep with.
She sleeps
in her bed. And if I don't put her blanket up there during a nap time, she gets real angry. She digs up the bed and then she creates a little nest.
Little Miss Finicky.
Exactly.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, Adol, I feel like now that you've calmed down, you've agreed to be a part of this episode.
Huh?
Huh?
Shit,
anyways.
I'm stuck on this catamaran. Doors went open.
Fucking catamaran.
I decided this past weekend, I was back in Chicago and I got to do a little bit of improv comedy.
Really? Shoehorned in comedy the last possible second.
According to some, me, it was comedy. According to the audience, it was unwatchable. But it made me in the mood to do a little bit of improv. So I went to our Discord, where all the cool people hang out, by the way. And I got some one-word suggestions. So I figured we would get a suggestion, either do one long scene or a bunch of little scenes based on that. And then once we run out of steam with that run, I'll give us another new suggestion.
Hmm. Okay. Oh, so you figured that's what we'd do, huh?
Oh.
Just as simple as that?
Was I assuming too much? Was I assuming that you guys would guess and?
Figured.
So we're going to do some improv comedy.
Maybe. I don't know. It doesn't have to be. It can be art.
Perfect.
Let's get started. I'm going to go to the Discord.
Oh, you're choosing her game show voice. That means she doesn't have a word ready.
Let's get it started. Ha!
I want to talk to you guys about a property that you could both own in a way.
I'm listening. Here's a check. Here's a blank check.
I'm glistening. Here's the podcast blank check.
Oh, he's one of those Twilight vampires.
One of those.
Okay, so we're going to start off with the two of you. In your word, is from Bo, and it's apothecary.
And by the two of you, do you mean Adel and you?
Nope, I mean you and Adel.
You're looking into a mirror, though.
Yes.
Okay.
For different reasons, for vanity reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Good sir, there is no time to lose. Oh, sorry, you were ahead of me. Go ahead.
No, please. I am just here at the apothecary shop for a very specific purpose.
Purpose, yes. My lover took poison.
Oh. Okay.
Okay, then. What happened to your master?
He took poison.
Yes, my lover took poison, and I'm here to the apothecary.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
How well do you know your lover? Is this like a new love thing, or is this like...
We are bound in the stars. It is writ.
Yeah,
we are love.
That's not what I asked.
Our soul. We have known each other.
But how long?
Since yesterday at noon.
Okay.
Oh, dawn does break on the balcony.
I'm sorry.
Huh?
I think I take priority here.
Oh.
Because I got my job with my master yesterday morning. So...
Well, time is about equivalent, so what we should do is...
Tither,
good sir.
About equivalent?
How old is the one you serve?
My master?
Yes.
Oh, his aged, decrepit bones clink and clink every movement that
24?
He makes. 24, 25? 24, 25, I don't know.
Yes,
He said on the first day in orientation, and now I can't ask because I'm like, oh, I know he said.
Yes.
Hello,
yes.
Gentlemen. I will be with you in 1 minute. Just so you know, we're down to our last bottle of poison remover. I gotta run back, but I'll be right back out.
Did she call it poison remover? I'm looking for an antidote.
Yeah, I would
That's
also
what
like
meant.
An antidote.
Couldn't think of the word.
So it sounds like
Don't
what
have
she's
to call
selling
me out
is
for
like.
It.
What she's selling is like if you spill poison.
Okay, sir, the antidote is yours. The antidote is yours. You're not on me. Yeah, you get it. You get it. Huh?
Okay. Not bad.
Zounds. I have missed my opportunity to procure a bottle of poison remover.
You did. Now I'm going to go give my 24, I think, year old master this poison remover, and he was going to be right as rain.
Ah, my young bride to be. Is doomed, her being 23 and a half. Well, young was a sarcastic term, of course. In this day and age, we all die by 19.
Wow, that's young ancient. Is a sarcastic term? How well do you even know this lady, okay? Seems like you don't even like her.
Well, I mean, in this day and age, how well do we know anyone? I left my parents at 3.
Red flag.
So I could learn from the best cobbler in town. Shoes it was. Shoes the game, shoes the name.
Wait. You're... Bride-to-be.
Yes.
You said she's 23-ish?
I think so.
Lives in a big wizard tower at the edge of town?
You know it.
Yeah, employs local boys to fetch her things and...
Yeah.
This is gonna sound crazy. I think your love of your life and my master...
Yes?
...have never even met. But they sound like they love each other.
In a town this small...
All right, med students, class of 1874, please come in here.
Yes.
Well, you are the brightest and best that we have. And before you graduate, I just want to go over some general knowledge about the medical field that you should all know by now.
Yes.
Yes, we know about the humors, and we know leeches remove the humors. I think that's all there is to know.
Basically, yes. But I'm going to run some questions by you.
Is this going to take long? Because I really need to go. I have a whole bright future ahead of me. I'm going to open up a clinic that cures women of whatever it is that is wrong with women. And boy, is it
we'll
a list.
We'll never get to the bottom of that.
Well, I'll die trying, and I'll die a happy
shake
man.
Hands, shake hands,
shake hands,
shake hands, shake hands,
hands,
shake hands, shake hands, hands, shake hands, hands, shake hands. Well, gentlemen, pop quiz, if you will.
Oh. Yes.
If somebody comes in and their arm is bleeding, you should...
Amputate the arm, hit them over the head, bury them alive.
Ha ha! Huzzah! Yes!
Shake hands.
Very good. You're going to be a very good doctor.
And if that doesn't work, you should.
Well, if they're bleeding that badly, I would call a priest because that's the domain of a man of the cloth.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Shake hands. Shake hands.
We should just call this waving.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. When we say shakes hands, we're all kind of putting our elbow up and shaking our
head. Anyways, if a woman comes in with a slight headache, I should...
consult her husband immediately.
To her husband immediately.
Ah, huzzah, yes.
This is a trick. This is a doctor as the mother situation. I see through this, yes.
And if her husband is unavailable for any reason, I should...
grab the nearest man in sight and ask him, be he the age of 2 or 200?
Huzzah! Very good, gentlemen. Hmm, what else? If someone needs a haircut, I should...
cut off their arm, hit them over the head, bury them alive.
Yes! You assuming, got it, one!
Assuming they're a witch, and why else would they need a haircut if not
exactly.
to disguise their witchy behavior?
Of mm-hmm. Yes, of course. I heard that Goody Sullivan did just the other night shrink herself down to the size of a mouse and crawl through the keyhole of a home. Horrid stuff. Horrid stuff.
If I ever encounter such a creature, there surely will come to my... jail. I mean, sanitarium that I'm building out of the country.
Yes, and can I say, sir, it has been a privilege to study at your institute. The 2-page pamphlet that I have been studying for the last 4 years...
it's heavy.
...has been eye-opening.
Bat Thank on the you. Back.
Yes, yes.
And Professor Railroad Wealth, I just have to say that it has been an honor and a privilege to study under you, but I have to ask... you could be a doctor at any of the finest hospitals in the land. Why do you choose to sacrifice everything to teach us young students how to be doctors?
Well, walks over to the window.
Oh, fell right out. Fell right out.
Oh, we should go downstairs. Let's... Ooh, that's going to have to come off.
No, you don't have to amputate. I take back everything I said.
Silence, witch.
Scene.
All right, this one is from Aiden, and it is Doe.
How's that spelled?
D-O-U-G-H. Like
that's
the deer.
That's what I thought it would be spelled.
No. Joke.
Hey, boy, can you come in here? Hey, boy, I wanted to let you know that your Marge and I are getting a divorce.
Oh, goddammit. getting a divorce? Cowabunga!
And no. Cut. Okay, great. You both are doing so well so far.
Thank you. I'm so sorry. If this is going to be about my vocal choice... I'm out of options.
Oh my
You've
gosh,
had me
no, no. 15.
Okay, good.
It's just when you sort of, you came in and you promised you could do it when everyone got sick. You said you had seen Family Guy before.
Yes.
And I just, this is, I don't know why. I don't know why. I can't
is
point
this,
to why, but this is reading Simpsons right now.
Is this Family Guy? I thought when you asked us if we had seen Family Guy before, we were just doing like pre-work conversation.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You know what would be so helpful for me? Could we see the animation as we're reading? Or...
Yes.
Oh, yes.
That
yes,
would be so helpful.
Course.
That'd be great.
Easy,
like
easy.
The Rock.
Okay.
Like The Rock does.
All right. Yeah. All right. We're going to pick up right where it
okay.
starts and go ahead.
Hey, boy.
Okay. Pause. I'm sorry. Pause. Can we pause?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if everyone else's screen is playing. What my screen is playing, it looks like it's an episode of American Dad.
Oh.
Oh.
I haven't seen this one actually. Do you mind if we watch it?
Do you mind if we just turn it up and just watch it? And we'll just hear whatever I'm assuming they recorded it with placeholder actors before they got the talent.
This would be helpful to hear the actual.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi.
Oh.
I'm the dad. Excuse me, alien. Do you have your rent due?
How do you know that I'm an alien?
It's written all over your face. That reminds me of the time when Corey Feldman did a backflip onto Mark Spitz at the 1982 Olympics. And we cut to that.
We see it.
And we see
funny.
It.
We haven't animated that part yet. That's why they're the animator.
Oh, that's why they just kind of talk through
said,
it.
We cut to that.
Yeah, we actually animate the characters waiting for them to come back from the cutaway.
Oh, it's back.
Oh. Hey, guys. I'm American Dad. Oh, respect.
And stop.
Opposite.
Okay, I feel like we saw I feel like we saw enough for you guys to get the gist,
I get the
vibe,
gist
the idea.
Of it.
Why did
the
dad's
it, yeah.
voice change after the cutaway?
No reason.
That sounded like Eric Cartman.
Is that Family Guy? I think I might be getting our wires crossed here. Let's see.
Is this a legit job?
What are we recording today?
Is this a legit job?
Totally. It's not for like cartoon orgy porn.
Because my agent has to stop sending me out on those.
It's not for cartoon orgy porn.
You said not for cartoon orgy
porn? It's not all the adult characters from these animated shows having sex with each other. And we're
now, right behind your head is a 10-foot poster of Ned Flanders with a veiny 10-inch hog.
Behind my head? My head? Whoa, what's that doing there?
Yeah, whoa. And I'm looking at the watermark all over my script, and it's cartoonhog.com. Is this for cartoonhog.com?
Yeah, it's sort of a subsidiary of Fox.
Subsidiary?
Oh. Yeah, subsidiary. It's sort of a subsidiary of Fox.
Cemetery?
It's for Fox.
It's for Fox.
Okay.
Animation Domination. Okay, Fox.
Animation Domination. Animation Dominatrix. I'm going to write that down.
It's already written down. You just
wrote it over it. It was typed up and you put a pencil over it.
Huh, yes, just to emphasize it. But yes, this is a real job. Real job.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we'll continue.
Give it your all. You're actors, huh?
Don't stomp your foot when you say real job.
Give it your all.
Okay.
And action.
Homie, it's time for me to see that big homie dick.
Yeah.
Wait, I picked up in my headphones, somebody was saying yeah in like a really horny way.
Mm-mm.
It's back. Mine's back. Yeah. I can hear mm-mm and mm-mm on mine.
No. Yeah, it just sounds keep
like,
going.
Mm-mm.
It sounds like you're talking. It sounds like exactly your voice that's talking.
No.
Marge, I'll lay down this thick rope, but you need to know that I'm backed up, so you might get blasted to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, homie.
This is awesome.
Oh, Marge.
This is going so awesome.
Mr. Plow, I'm going to plow that pussy, Mr. Plow.
Well, I'm done. I finished. If you guys want to sort of grab whatever snacks you want on the way out, thanks so much for coming in.
These were open when we got here.
Yeah.
It was kind of half eaten.
I'm also not going to eat snacks that I found in the bathroom.
Blame Fox, okay? They are barely paying us over here. Okay. Have a great afternoon.
Okay. Huh, what a weird shed.
Yeah.
Scene.
Can you believe we were just in line at the DMV and we got to record
for money
in a shed?
Scene.
Scene.
Oh, I got one. What a proud day of my life. My two sons finally coming into the pizza shop to learn the family recipe.
Hey, Dad, you,
Yeah, son.
You might want to sit down. Jerry and I have, we have something that we want to talk to you about.
Is it a world's best dad mug?
We got you those at the ages of 13 and then again at 17 because you broke yours.
Because I used it too much.
Okay. Knocking something off the counter doesn't mean you're using it, but that's fine. Dad.
Why is it out of the cupboard if I'm not using it? My boys!
Yeah, no, Dad, yeah.
I'm here to pick a fight.
Just sit down. We're not here to talk about the mug.
We're here to make pizza.
Antonio and I, we took a 23andMe test.
Are you part pizza? My boys!
Dad, come on.
No, we're not even Italian, Dad. We're not even Italian at all.
We're not.
What
we're,
the fuck
we're
are 0% you talking about?
We're 0% Italian.
Italian, 100% Italian dad with and son's pizza.
Which we told you is a very busy name.
I'd love it. I love it, though.
And we also told you, you're really putting a lot on us being a big part of the thing. But, Dad, we know that we're not.
Pizza sauce is in your blood, literally.
What? Literally? That doesn't...
Yeah, every time you boys needed a transfusion when you got a surgery or whatever, I told them to use marinara sauce.
23andMe did say that there was an 8% of our blood that was just question mark that they could not figure out.
They said it is going to take 15 to 20 years off our life, the marinara in our blood, but
boys,
that's fine.
Who are you going to trust? A computer who's only 23 years old or your dad?
So you think 23andMe is a computer, and what do you think the me is?
I'm not a scientist.
Dad,
I'm a pizza maker.
Jerry and I, on the way over here, we've been going through our past and we've been putting, you know, two and two together, and we just don't do that. We were trying to think back and we were like, well, we didn't really have any birthdays with you before 13. It was really between the ages of 13 and 17. Then we were like, didn't we used to live in like Ohio together? Yeah.
And we realized we were old enough to recall quite a bit of our memory.
No. I would have never started a scene that's this earnest and sweet and then have it turn into this. Are you accusing me of buying the name 100% Italian dad and sons and not having sons and then having to go find some sons? Are you accusing me of such a thing?
I don't necessarily know that. I'm not saying, Dad, I'm not saying you took us. I'm not saying you stole us.
I'm just wondering,
how did you get us?
Yeah. Where are our actual parents? How do we get them back?
Were they involved?
Were they involved in the transaction at all?
You're my S-U-N-S.
Okay. We remember when we were, I don't know, 12 and a half, we were playing in the street in front of our house when the sewer lid popped up. Somebody in a very cheap Michelangelo Ninja Turtle costume.
Not cheap. That's where you're wrong. That cost me a pretty penny.
Jerry wasn't saying you paid a lot for it. He was saying that it looked cheap.
It looked bad.
What?
It was paper mache covered in shit and piss.
You got ripped off for hours, clearly.
No.
And you said, cowabunga dudes, if you want some pizza, come follow me. And to be honest, we didn't want pizza, but we were curious. I remember at the time being very curious. And
I remember feeling really bad for you.
I gave you a great life. And your blood is marinara sauce. And you're going to make pizzas with your dad who's dying to retire. I want to retire. Please. Please let me retire.
Dad, look. We understand that you only ever wanted what was best for us. You tried to give us a good life.
You're my nephews by marriage. Sons by choice.
Well, that gives us a head start. Thank you for that
information.
Nephews
by marriage. Okay, so you're our aunt's ex-husband. No, I remember. Jerry, I remember him.
Oh,
He got thrown out at Christmas. Grandpa picked him up by his legs and tossed him out of the house.
Yeah.
Why? Because pizza was too good? The pizza I was making was too good? I was too cool of a husband?
I think you made a pass at our mom, who would be your sister-in-law. I think that's what it was.
And then you punched the fire in the fireplace? I remember
it
you
was
hurt your
trying
hand real bad.
To hurt us. I was protecting the family. And I sunk all of her life savings into 100% Italian dad and sons business company. And she said, what the fuck are you talking about? We don't have any sons. And I said, you don't support my dreams. And she said, that was my money. And then I hit on your mom. And then I protected everyone from a fire. And I got thrown out by my legs.
Jerry, I think I remember where we live. I think it's like a few blocks.
I think it's literally 8 minutes north. Let's just
wait. But don't you want to make a pizza with me? Don't you want to take over my business so I can retire and
we'll
live
make
off
one.
The money?
We'll make one.
One.
We feel really bad about
Grandpa
tossing you out of the house like that, just by your legs.
Yeah.
We'll make one. We'll make one pizza.
We'll make one final pie.
All right. How do you do it?
First you need the dough, then you cut your arm,
and then
the blood goes on the pizza pie, because it's mostly sauce, and then
this commercial was brought to you by 100% Italian Dad and Sons. The following was not true. This was just a commercial to get you to try pizza. Please, come try our pizza. You don't have to be Italian.
No phone number because we don't have a phone yet.
See,
I paid the guy in the commercial to say it was not true. I win.
Can you imagine watching that and it being a commercial and being like, is that a 7-minute commercial?
I would never turn my TV off ever again, just in the hopes I saw it.
If you told me that every commercial that I watched would be 7 minutes and it would be insane, I would be like, Hulu with ads, HBO Max with ads. Give me the ads everywhere.
There'd be a new thing that was just ads with Hulu. Like, it would be the ads, and then you can not have the shows, the bespoke shows, but otherwise, yeah.
No,
said it once, I'll say it again. We are the future of advertising. We are the next generation. We are the next Mad Men, us three.
Commercials are boring. They're not interesting. Even the good ones are bad. They're all, like, you know, 30 seconds to a minute, and they're all the same. They should be insane auteur, like, works of art, and then commercials would be awesome.
We're the people
completely
to do it.
Agree.
Yeah.
If you want us to write them for you, don't call us.
What's the
Find
big
us.
Ad agency? What's the big ad agency out there? Find us. Charles Schwab? Is that an ad agency?
Could be a bank.
Has to be.
Johnson & Johnson?
Thank you.
What do
That's
they do?
A company.
All right.
I think they're
our
babies, right? They're oil babies.
Yeah, they're oil babies.
Suggestion. This is from Court Jester. Mm. And the suggestion is ink.
Ooh. My dearest love, I write to you from the front of the battlefields. It's a hot day, and I thought to take some time to remind you how beautiful you are, how much I love you, how much I miss you. I received your picture, and I've put it on my gun. It's on, like, the butt of the gun, which I don't know if I'm spelling this right, if it's B-U-T-T or, like, Butte, Montana, B-U-T-T-E.
Hey, Jackson.
Yeah.
Can you just stop trying to, like, say the letter all day?
I can't write without talking.
You'll find the words when you go to write it tonight, but
okay.
We're trying to focus on the battle. And
yeah, I'm scared for my life.
It's okay. Just like, I can't listen to you try to spell things out. Just
okay.
Wait till tonight and write the letter tonight.
Yeah.
If we live, if you live.
Sure. Johnson was shot in the neck today after chiding me about talking out loud.
Whoa!
Come on!
Whoa!
Come on!
Load my gun! Load my gun!
Hey! Come on!
Hey! Hey!
Come on, man!
Hey!
Don't you ever fucking correct me, okay?
Boys. I know we're on each other's last nerve. He's workshopping his letters all day long. But guess what, man? You stink. You're super stinky. And that bothers us. We all have a thing that bothers each other, okay?
Thompson dropped a grenade down her shirt. Let me just get this.
No. Hey, boys. Hey.
Look, you know what? Fine. Yeah, I stink so bad. I don't want to be here anyway. Your writing fucking sucks. Whoever you're writing this letter to is not going to read it. They're probably banging your fucking cousin or something right now.
What?
Whoa.
I'm going to walk. I'm going
to
walk.
It's to my cousin. What are you saying? What are you accusing?
Well, then I'm right. I'm going to walk across this battlefield. I'm going to go up into the enemy's trench, and I'm going to defect. I'm going to join their team,
and I'm
going to enjoy shooting you with my old-timey musket.
Just because we called you stinky? You
just
stink.
Just because you smell?
Yeah, stink, just because. Man. Just because of that.
To be fair, we've been in foxholes for 48 days, so we all kind of smell.
Come on, make the playing field more even. What's my thing?
No,
you're
don't
always
do it.
Right.
No, don't do it. You know that they just want you to say it so that they can, you know, get all aroused by, like, having their fault pointed out.
Oh, point out my fault. I'm ready.
No.
I'm ready.
No.
Boys, come on.
Always right. Perfect eyebrows.
No, you shouldn't have.
Biggest vocabulary out of the three of us.
You shouldn't have.
Bullet always hits it. It hits its mark. What else?
You make your own uniforms, and they're super fucking cool.
Yeah.
Tassels. See, we all have our stuff. Huh?
Can weirdly make a sound exactly like a lion's roar.
Ah! No, not that. That's not closer, is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah, see, boys, we all got our stuff.
Fine. I'll stay here. I don't even speak the language, so I don't know how I would defect anyway. What language do they speak? Who are we? Who are we fighting?
French.
Well, it's the guys in blue.
Yeah.
We were green. They were blue. I don't know where. What are they? Thompson? French?
Oh.
Their shirts wear skins.
And I gotta say, we should at least have made them do a coin toss, because this sucks.
Yeah, it's winter.
Yeah, the barbed wire has torn my skin something awful.
I guess they're wearing pennies.
My nipples fell off. I took them like Tylenol because I thought they were medicine.
In a way, to your cousin, they are.
bonjour. Marcel, I miss your face. It is the morning sun.
Ah, sacre bleu! Please stop saying your letters out loud.
I have to dictate what I write. What is wrong with you? What is this merde?
Pardon? El defect? El defect?
I'll shoot him.
Bed and breakfast.
He's shirtless. He's the enemy.
You are skins. Bonjour and au revoir.
Je voudrais the shirt.
His
gunpowder in here.
Just take two more minutes as I prep the loading powder.
Stand still, really.
Do not move. And of course, we are not animals. Here is a foie gras torchon. We have a dry-aged steak au revoir.
We went ahead and picked out the wine pairing for you.
This is divine.
This is a 1482 Chateau Lafite.
1482? Yeah, wow. I don't know why we're giving years it to
you. We hope it is to your liking while you wait to be shot.
He's a petit
sour.
This one is sour.
How dare you? My cooking is never sour. You are sour. You stink.
Sour's part of a flavor profile. It's not so bad to be.
I think you are tasting the stink from your neck and body.
Bonjour and au revoir.
Right. Wow. I can't believe the French are turning me away for being stinky.
That is a cool stereotype, but there you are.
You spit on yourself.
Yes, because of course
that's what we do.
French.
We spit on ourselves to stimulate appetite for fromage. For of course, after dinner comes fromage. Partake.
Can we ask you a question and please be honest with us?
Pardon.
I honestly don't speak whatever language you're speaking, but sure.
Is this offensive what we are doing? Could this harm anyone?
Could this harm anyone? Or should
you? I think it's pretty about board.
Be. Prisoner.
This crosses the line.
What was the suggestion for that? How did we get that? Ink.
I think it was, ink.
Here we have day 32. And the octopus has started to wrap itself around my toes, and it something behind the eyes of the octopus where it looks like it wants to say something? Can't quite tell. Anyway, I'm going to send in this cassette to the lab to let them know my findings, and I'll send another one tomorrow. Over and out.
Holy shit, we got another one of these hilarious tapes.
Oh my god, no way. Put it on.
Okay, well, I'll play it. Who is sending us these tapes, man? These things are so fucking funny.
I cannot wait. It's like
it's the hour address.
Let's do it. Put it on.
Okay. I'll put it on. Oh, man. I hope it's about the octopus again. Okay, here we go.
This is Dr. Spetitentri. I am attempting to see if any animals in nature will talk to me. I have struck out with 314 different species, and this is day 32 of trying with an octopus.
I already got divorced like right before he went out on that expedition, and I feel like he really needs a win.
Wait, what? You know who this is?
Yeah.
What do you mean? We've listened to like 40 hours of this.
It's sad scientist Larry.
The octopus is approaching my feet.
Okay, well, that's who he is in context, but like using to know information about his life.
Melissa, take me back. Said I'd say it three times every tape. Now the octopus seems to something in its eyes, like it wants to say something to me.
I think he's personifying this octopus too much. He's probably projecting the personality of
his
ex-wife.
Is the same thing. It's the same thing he did with the jaguar. It's never gonna work. Why did you think the jaguar moves are gonna work on this octopus? It didn't work on the jaguar.
This is day 61.
Was that the tape fast-forwarding, or was that an animal talking?
The octopus is straight up talking to me. Hey, buddy.
Hey, man, how are you?
Oh no.
I'm doing okay.
I bet Melissa misses you.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. You and her were perfect for each other. Melissa and you are soulmates.
No.
Thanks,
Do you
octopus.
Think that he's trying to send these to the lab across the street?
Yeah, because that's where Melissa works.
Oh, that's Melissa.
Yes.
The one who keeps coming over asking if we've got any mail for the lab.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys watching Entourage in here?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Okay. Just want to make sure
that our funding isn't going to unworthy.
No, Melissa. No. This frat house across from the science lab. We haven't gotten any of your mail or anything, Melissa.
None of your mail,
still?
Melissa.
Nothing?
Sorry. We're just in here watching Entourage and drinking having homoerotic experiences.
You know, a frat.
Okay. Tell me what happens to Turtle.
Okay. Bye, Melissa.
Bye, Melissa.
Press play.
Day 48,614.2.
Huge leap.
Must be digital.
The octopus crawled inside my mouth at night. We are one. I ascended to the stars. I have exploded into a million particles. I am time and space.
He sounds tired.
Everything. Yeah. I am tired. Tired of Melissa not getting back to me. Melissa, you must be getting the tapes.
You must be getting the tapes. What's going on, Melissa?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, she's coming back. Hi, Melissa. Why back so soon?
Oh, yes. Sorry, I forgot my honey Dijon mustard in the fridge. You all borrowed it for a cookout.
Oh, yeah, no, I'll get that. We should tell her. It's too sad.
Melissa, you had an ex-husband who was a scientist or something like that, right?
Yeah, well, yes. He was an ex-husband. This is embarrassing to say. He had Dr. Doolittle syndrome, where he thought he could talk to animals. So sort of a sad thing. He took our dog for a walk in the park one day, claimed to have a great business idea with the dog, and then I just had to divorce him. So
have you heard from him lately or recently at all?
No, but I remember I saw a note on the kitchen counter that just said, I'll send you a tape every day. I don't know what that meant. And tape was spelled with two P's, so it could be...
Just out of curiosity, how long has it been since you've seen him?
I want to say today's the 14th. 3 hours?
Whoa.
Oh, boy.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, it was this morning. This morning we got divorced.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Whoa, whoa.
Oh, you sound like those dogs that are trying to talk.
Yeah.
Please don't do that, because that feels like you're mocking my situation.
Yeah, what if we told you that not only has he been sending you tapes, but he can talk to an octopus?
An octopus?
He was right. He can talk to animals.
He can talk to an
octopus.
Check out this
tape.
The octopus can talk back, and we can all hear it.
Day by day by day is what I'm taking it. The year is 14,028. Technology has gone back to the Stone Age.
He left this morning.
We've blown ourselves up, and now the human race fights with sticks. But it's not the human race. Every person is paired with an animal. There's a panther / mailman. There's a starfish / mailman. There's a dog / mailman.
Mostly mailman.
Everyone has the same job.
So, is that him, Melissa?
Yeah.
Don't lie.
No,
you're about
it
to
is.
Try to say no.
It is. But I'm looking in the tape recorder. It doesn't look like there's a tape in here. It looks like there's a wire attached to a tin can that leads into the air vent here.
Okay, let's just go over here, follow the wire, pull back the air vent. Oh, a lot of water and a dead octopus came out.
Please don't mind me.
He can talk.
I love that. Listen to the audio. He can talk to octopus. Octopi. Octopus.
Octopi. Aaron, can we get another word?
Yeah.
What do I want to do? She's thinking up a fake word. Let's go with Davey Paul and do charisma.
Charisma.
Welcome to Miss Happy Stone's School for Charisma, Gentlemanness, and Elocution. I am Miss Cynthia Happy Stone, and I will be making your lives a lot better by turning you boys into men.
No, I don't think that you're going to fix us, lady. We're as rough as they come. Isn't that right, Pete?
Oh, yeah. Ain't no way this young lady's gonna fix the two of us. Yeah. Ain't that right, Skip?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I've found you, Pit and Skip, the absolute most devilish boys in town, because they said it could not be done. And they said I could not turn you two boys into kind, society-contributing gentlemen.
Well, I'd like to see you try, you miserable bag of ladybones.
Yeah, you're not going to fix us, is you? Because we're in, like those male pigs is what they say, the pig males.
I hope you're enjoying yourself, because you will not be talking this way after lunch. You will talk way after, more like me.
After lunch, I shits where I eat and I eats where I shits, and that's how it's going to be till the day I die.
The only way I'm not going to be talking like this after lunch is if you feed me poison.
Yeah, no, enunciate poison.
Poison.
You just have to say poison. Poison.
Why can I not get it? Poison.
Well, think of poise, like poise. Carrying yourself with a certain
okay.
attitude.
Adjust my posture.
Demeanor.
Poison.
And then add son, as
poison.
In an heir, a child of a human. By
if I push
Jove,
out my voice, poison, poison.
By Jove.
Wait, what is this?
My spine.
What has happened?
I'm balancing 10 books on my head.
I am the very model of a modern major general.
Miss Happy Stone has done it again. Ba-da, 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 ba-da,
Price is right.
Scene.
All right. Hey, guys. Shift meeting, everyone.
Boss, are you okay? You seem a little stressed.
No, I just got a call from the owner, and it looks like...
Fun?
There's some issue with back taxes or something, and so... It looks like the strip club is actually going to have to close. So this is our...
What?
It's going to be our...
What?
I know. It's...
We're printing money.
Look, guys.
We're literally printing
we're literally
money.
Printing
the printer's
money.
Right here. It's warm. It's hot.
It's hot. It's,
the
don't
money
touch
printer
it.
Is
Stop.
Hot.
Don't touch
ow,
it. You're going to make the money
ow.
Run.
Well,
stop.
We have to keep making money because we're not making any money.
Look, these are Davey's fun bucks, okay? These are just... This is just in-house currency. It's not real money, and it doesn't matter because...
Oh, boy.
We have to close down. We're closing down. Today's going to be our last afternoon of dancing.
Why?
I've been using this money.
What do you mean you've been using this money?
I thought it was real money. I've been using this money.
Charisma.
Me too. I've been using this money as well.
No. Charisma. Intelligence. What are you talking about? It's this is it's like three times the size of normal money, and it's purple. It's like
Listen.
An entirely different card stock.
Listen, we strength. We make no money here at Attributes. Strip club, okay? And I put all my stats in charisma myself, meaning myself, right?
I
poured everything into myself, and I'm making nothing in return. And I need to level up, okay? I live in a one-bedroom. I need to level up to a condo at least. So I'm using money where I see money.
It doesn't matter. It's over, okay?
No,
I guess.
If this is not real money, then why did the Container Store accept it? Idiot.
I don't know. I mean, I think that they have a policy that they don't want to get into direct confrontations with customers. I think that that's maybe the case. I don't know. I don't know. Look, let's stop talking about the Davies Fun Bucks money printer that we're doing at Davies Strip Club. I don't know why we keep calling it Attributes. And also, Charisma, you picked your name, okay?
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah. So don't force your thing upon everybody else at the strip club, okay?
Oh, okay. You know what? We used to be a family, and then all of a sudden something about back taxes happened, and now you're throwing us out to the wolves?
We were not a family, okay? If we were a family, what we do on stage would be disgusting.
What?
That's not something families should do.
Okay, what? But we have seen every Fast and the Furious movie together, so legally,
together,
we are family. Legally.
Legally.
Look, I guess, I don't know, I guess if we put on one of the best strip shows this club has ever seen, maybe we could raise enough
montage
money
of us dancing, montage of us learning, montage of the splits and backflips.
Hold on, stop yelling. Everyone stop yelling montage. I wasn't done explaining.
Well, sorry, we need montage's help. Montage!
Yeah, montage!
Montage!
You
no,
called?
No.
Oh,
please.
No.
Montage! Montage of us dancing.
The montage twins! The montage twins!
scene.
Good improv, JBC. Good improv. Good improv. Good improv. Yeah, boys. Good improv
out
there.
We got him.
We could have been Mon and Taj, the stripper twins.
We could have been. You're right. We could have been.
We could have been.
That's what could have been.
Think about what.
When two people play the same character, it's not a mistake. It's their twins.
It's time cop.
It's their twins. Okay, I'm going to go with Michelle. And she gave a couple suggestions.
The word is Michelle.
Terrible suggestion.
No, but the suggestion is alarm.
Okay, so I just want to let you two know the security system is installed. Anyone comes up these stairs and attempts to crack the safe where you... that's interesting.
Hey, boss, and, what was that? It did the beep thing it's not supposed to do.
Yeah, boss, is that part of the beep? Hey, there, it happened again.
I'm not sure. Anyway, we thank you for purchasing, and we feel like you'll be content.
Boss, it happened again for a third time just now.
Okay. Boss, can you hear the beeping sound, boss?
No, I hear the beep, knuckleheads. Beep.
Okay, I know what's happening. I left my pacemaker in
the someone
safe.
Robbing now, us? Thing.
No, I left my pacemaker.
Whoa, here's you need thing. That to live.
I know. Here's
How'd
the thing.
You get it off your heart, Buzz?
It sometimes when I cough, it pops out. Here's the thing. And there's a cat
Whoa,
here, am I right?
That's not supposed to happen, boss.
Ma'am, do you have a cat, ma'am?
Yes, I do have a cat, yes.
Yes, so I was coughing because I'm allergic to... Oh, boy. So here's the thing. This is
Is that beeping sound going to be normal for the security system, or...?
This is not going to open for...
Beep.
24 weeks. Now...
Uh-oh, boss.
Now, here's the thing. I'm feeling a little lightheaded, but... I don't know what comes next. Do you...
Hey,
oh,
boss,
ma'am, I should
You're
ask,
tipping over...
No, you're tipping over. The world's...
And tipping is accepted, eh?
Yes, ma'am. If you have any, so I feel woozy. Ma'am, do you... This sounds dumb. Do you happen to have a spare pacemaker around?
Well, my husband might have one somewhere. He's a doctor, after all.
Oh, perfect. Could you check his, desk, nightstand,
His desk
fridge?
Is in that room that we put in the safe.
Okay. Open up. Oh, no. Yeah.
Yeah, boss, it's not going to work because you put the safe in there.
Boss, it's not going to work.
You've locked it up, boss.
Okay, well, hey, listen.
Any last words?
Yeah, a few. Let's see here.
Am I supposed to sign
colloquial? Colloquial. Never had a chance
to
use that
word,
in a sentence.
Boss.
Thank you.
Our suggestion is colloquial.
Okay, we're gonna do some improv. Colloquial. Colloquial is the improv. And
colloquial. And that's our show. Our friend is dying. Goodbye, boss.
And we do accept tips, ma'am.
Scene.
hey, Miss Stewart, can I ask you a question?
Please, call me Martha.
Martha, can we, have a fire alarm today? A drill?
I'm sorry, just have a drill? Just do a drill today?
Yeah.
Why? Do you need it? Do you not feel prepared in case of a fire?
Yeah, I don't feel prepared. It's not that I just want to go outside.
Well, Susan, I'd love to do a fire drill today, but you know, we are going to be taking a spelling test today, so maybe we'll do a fire drill on the day we're not doing a spelling test.
I can't believe it. The ice cream truck tipped over. It's spraying ice cream.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, we're inside, and we don't have to worry about getting all wet and sticky with that spilled ice cream.
I don't know. I feel like everyone in here can spell pretty good. Toby, spell happy.
H.
Oh.
Porpoise.
No.
Susan, you don't give the spelling tests. I do. And I think it's really important that we do the spelling test just so everyone can make sure they know how to spell all the words on the vocab list.
Miss Stewart, I love how cute you're being. What a sweet idea.
Don't talk down to me. Do not.
I think we're brilliant, okay? We have creative minds, and I think all this learning is stifling us. And maybe if we get to go and sort of make snow angels in the spilled ice cream outside,
for just 1 minute, I think it would open up our minds to a creative place.
I can't believe it. Now I'm outside eating ice cream, and there's a clown with a fire hose, and the fire hose is shooting pop rocks into my mouth.
Toby, okay, you've just closed your eyes. You've closed your eyes, Toby. Open your eyes back up, okay?
Don't make me spell again.
Miss Stewart, Miss Stewart, Miss Stewart, Miss Stewart, Miss Stewart.
Yes, yes. Susan, yes.
Girl.
No, don't.
Come on. Let's just talk just as girls.
No, we're not peers, Toby. Open your eyes. You keep closing your eyes and building fantasy worlds.
The fireman clowns are going to get me.
Let's talk just us girls. Come on. Come
I should
on,
go
come
then.
On.
I'm going to go
no,
outside.
No, Toby, stay there. You stay sitting. Don't. Every time you say that you're going to go a place, you just close your eyes real tight.
Wow, it's raining chocolate.
He's fine. He's lost. Susan,
Miss Stewart, we could talk about this over a couple of cosmos
one day.
Don't
call me by my last
name. We will laugh and laugh and laugh. You're going to. Here's what's going to happen. You deserve an afternoon off. Pull the fire alarm. We'll all go outside. We'll get some vitamin D.
We see this kid take some Fun Dip out of her purse, put it down on the table and snort it.
Come on, live a little.
Oh
you used to
God.
Be young once.
Please tell me that was Fun Dip.
Yeah. It was fun. That was fun.
You know what? That sounds like an excellent idea. I did used to be young once. So I think I, as the adult in the room, am going to go out there and get some of that spilled ice cream and eat it off the ground.
With us,
but
right?
You kids are staying in here working on your spelling vocab list.
Miss Stewart, no.
Opens the door, closes the door, locks the door, turns around. I'm still in the classroom. Oh, no. I've locked myself in the classroom.
Beep. Oh, ice cream.
Beep. Seat.
My pacemaker.
Well, thank you to everyone who gave us suggestions. I would love to do this again. It's really fun. I'm having fun. So if I didn't get to your suggestion today, I will do it next time. In the meantime, Neptune. Bye. Shake hands. Shake hands.
Shake hands. Shake hands. Shake hands. Shake hands. Shake hands.
Bonjour and au revoir.
They are really similar, dude. That was Clue Crew. So now here's a who's who. The relatable host was Aaron Keefe. If you rolled your eyes, it's because of Adel Rafi or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Bumpy Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.